Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Gayatri Andrahennadi, Coordinator, Regional English Support Center, Tangol. Today I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. I am going to focus on improving your writing skills. In grade 10 syllabus, you are expected to write for personal purposes. As an example, you write informal letters, invitations, emails, and notes. In this lesson, we are going to discuss on how to write a note. I hope at the end of the lesson, you will be able to write a note correctly. Dear students, what is a note? It's a short message sent to people whom we personally know. Whom do we send notes? To our friends, parents, sisters and brothers, relatives, or our teachers. That's why they are called personal notes. We write notes for requesting, thanking, apologizing, asking for information, and so on. I hope you are ready with your activity sheet. Have you tried the first activity? What is it? It's a note. Sahan has received a note from Charit with blanks. We have to help him to find answers. We have to use the words given in the box. Now let's find answers. For blank number 1, answer is birthday. For number 2, answer is April. Number 3, fun. Number 4, come. Number 5, the answer is help. Hope your answers are correct. Now, I'm going to read the notice with answers. Please listen carefully and check your answers again. 5th April 2021. Sahan, I have arranged a party to celebrate my 15th birthday. Hope to see you at my place on 20th April at 4 p.m. We are going to have some fun activities. Please come with your brother. I need your help to plan the day. Charit. Now, students, please refer to the note again. There are important parts of a note. When we write notes, first we write the date. Next, write the receiver's name. Receiver is the person who gets the note. Then, write the body of the note. Body is the most important part of a note. And we end the note with the sender's name. The person who sends the note is the sender. In this note, what is the date? It's 5th April 2021. Who is the receiver? Sahan is the receiver. Then you write the body of the note. It is the most important part of a note. It conveys the message. Then, who is the sender of this note? It's Charit. Dear children, hope you have got an understanding regarding the sections of a note. Let's move on to the second activity in your activity sheet. they are, you have to read the note and complete the grid. Have you done the activity? Now I'm going to read the note. 7th April 2021. Chaturi, my mother was admitted to the hospital last night. I won't be able to come to school today. I'm going to the hospital with my father. Please inform it to our class teacher and ask her to excuse me. Nimna. Here you have to read the note and complete the grid. You have to write the date, receiver, sender, and the purpose of writing this note. Now let's check answers. What is the date of the note? The answer is 7th April 2021. Who is the receiver? It's Chaturi. Who is the sender? Nimna is the sender. When we write a note, there should be a purpose. So here in this note, what's the purpose? Nimna is unable to go to school as her mother is not well. Therefore, the purpose of writing this note is to inform her absence. I suppose that you have completed the grid by now. Now, children, I will explain you a similar example. Imagine you are Tharindu. You are a member of the school Western band. Write a note to the teacher in charge to say that today you cannot stay after school for band practices because you have to take your mother to a doctor. Did you understand the situation? Now I'll read you the note, which was sent by Tharindu to his teacher. 8th April 2021. Teacher, today I cannot stay for after school band practices as I have to take my mother to a doctor. I am very sorry, teacher. I will give you a call in the evening to get information about practices. Tharindu. Now you listen to the note written by Tharindu. What is the date of the note? Yes, it's 8th April 2021. Who is the receiver? Teacher. Who is the sender? Tharindu. And can you tell me the purpose of writing this note? Yes, it is to inform the inability to attend the band practices. So far, you have already read two notes in the activity sheet, and now you listened to another note read by me. What are the key points to remember when writing notes? Note is a short piece of writing. You have to convey the message briefly. It is informal. It's personal. Therefore, in a note, contracted form is used. Instead of writing I am, you can write I'm. Similarly, it is, it's, you are, I will, I'll, I have, I've. Do you know, students, a note is different from a letter. We write letters including details, but we have to convey only the message precisely in notes. In a note, We do not write the sender's address, but we write the sender's address in a letter. When it comes to salutation, in a letter we write dear. As an example, if you are writing a letter to your mother, the salutation of the letter is dear mother. But in a note, it is not compulsory or it is not necessary to include dear in the salutation. If you want, you can write it, or else you can avoid it. To end a note, we write the name of the sender, but in a letter, we write a complimentary clause using phrases such as yours sincerely, yours truly, or yours faithfully. Dear students, now we are going to discuss the answer for activity number 3. You are a member of the school sports club. Write a note to the teacher in charge of sports to say that you cannot stay after school for sports practices today because you are not well. In this note, first you have to write the date, then the salutation. And when you write the body of the note, remember to include the message briefly in the body. And then end the note with the sender's name. Dear students, were you able to write answers for activity 3? I hope so. Now, I'm going to read you a sample answer for activity 3. Please listen carefully. If you want, you can write it down. 8th April 2021. Teacher, today I'm unable to stay after school for sport practices as I'm suffering from fever. I'm very sorry, teacher. I'll come for practices next week. Malit. It's only a sample answer. If you have written the note with the same idea, your answer is correct. As it is a writing task, please consider the punctuation marks, capitalization, and the formation of letters. Now, let's move on to activity 4 in your activity sheet. There is a note. I'm going to ask you some questions related to the note. Yes, what is the date of the note? It is 5th April. Who is the receiver? Kalani is the receiver. Who is the sender? It's Pahani. What is the purpose of writing this note? Pahani's family is going on a trip. Therefore, Pahani wants her friend Kalani to join them. The purpose is to invite Kalani for the family trip. Now let's read the notice written by Pahani to Kalani. 5th April 2021. Dear Kalani, we are going on a family trip to Kataragama on Friday. My mother asked me to invite you too. We will be back in the evening. So will you join us? Please let me know soon. Pahani. Now this is the task given to you. You have to imagine that you are Kalani and write a reply to Pahani's note. But you have to include the following. I'll explain you the guidelines. Thank your friend. You have to thank your friend for inviting you to join the family trip. Next, you have to explain whether you join or not. And the other necessary details, such as at what time do they hope to leave and the things you are going to bring. Dear students, I hope you have written the note as the answer for activity 4. Now, I'll read a sample answer. Please listen carefully. 7th April 2021. Pahani, I received your note. Thank you for inviting me to join your family trip. I'm very glad to join you. Please let me know the time you hope to leave. I will bring milk toffees and plantains. Kalani. If you have written the note with the points included, your answer is correct. Now, let me ask you some questions. What is the date of the note? 7th April 2021. Who is the receiver? Pahani. Who is the sender? Kalani. Purpose of the note is accepting an invitation. Now, children, I'll give you another situation. Listen carefully and try to understand this. Imagine you are Supun and you receive a note from your aunt. This is the note. 4th April 2021. Supun, can you please send me a copy of the book Happy Prince from Nimali Bookshop at Nugegoda? Herewith, I am sending a money order to you. My address is number 34, Wakwella Road, Gol. Auntie Soma. Now here, what is the date? It's 4th April 2021. Who is the receiver? Supun. And Auntie Soma is the sender. Purpose is requesting to send a book. Now, students, you have to write Supun's reply to Auntie Soma. Remember to include the following details. You have to say the book is not available and promise to send a copy as soon as the new print comes out next week. This is the answer. 8th April. Auntie, I am sorry to say that the book Happy Prince is not available at Nimali Bookshop. I'll send a copy as soon as the new print comes out next week. Supun. Okay, I will ask you some questions. What is the date of the note? It's 8th April. And who is the receiver? Auntie Soma. Who is the sender? Supun. And purpose of writing this note is to inform the unavailability of the book. Dear students, now we have already discussed several notes. I hope now you have the ability to write a note using the correct format and the appropriate language. Now I'm going to summarize today's lesson. Today you learned how to write a note. A note is short, informal, and personal. We send notes to whom we know. There should be a purpose to write a note. When you write a note, don't forget to include the date, receiver's name, body of the note, and the sender's name. Dear students, now we have come to the end of today's English lesson. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye and have a nice day. Thank you.